Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, speaker, author, and full circle health coach. Today's topic is reflections on last Thanksgiving Day. You might ask, how does that have to do with Get Healthy Now? Well, it does. It's one of the four balances that we need in our lives to be healthy. Remember about the emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental health? This goes to the mental health balance. I want to start with a poem that I received, and it is an amazing poem. It says, "Be thankful. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for those for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. The author is unknown." I have another poem that I really, really like that I want to share with you for this specific purpose, and it's by Hello Perfect. And when you see it on my transcript here, you can see that the first letter of each line, when you read it down, spells Thanksgiving. So the poem goes like this: "There is nothing you can dream that you can't achieve. Have the courage to go after your dreams and believe. Always remember you are beautiful and unique. Never give up when going after what you seek. Keep reminders around to remind you of your dreams. Savor the present, for it goes quicker than it seems. Give more to others than you receive. Inspire others with all that you achieve. Value yourself. You are perfect for you. Individuality is important, so let it shine through. Notice the small miracles all around you. Greatness starts from within and is in all that you do." Isn't that a wonderful poem? And I do have one more that a friend wrote to me, and I just really love it, what it stands for. And it says, "Thanksgiving wish. May you have the joy of Thanksgiving, which is hope. The spirit of Thanksgiving, which is peace. The heart of Thanksgiving, which is love. Wishing you every reason to give thanks today and always. You bless me with your friendship and encouragement. In gratitude and peaceful healing, your friend," and her name. These are three poems that really have touched my heart. Because what does Thanksgiving stand for? To give thanks. Now, I'm a bit puzzled. While this is only once a year, why would dedicate one day a year to give thanks? I don't know. I don't know what you think. I don't know if that's a challenge for you or if that's something you do automatically. But for me personally, I give thanks a minimum of 2 to 3 times a day, sometimes a lot more. It does not have to be for anything big. It can be for smaller things. Just to give you an idea, when I was in a car crash just a few months ago, I gave thanks that only the car got damaged and I got away with no bruises. A few weeks later, when I fell and dislocated my shoulder, I gave thanks. I still give thanks today, even though I still suffer pain, but that's okay because it could have been much worse. And I was blessed that it was only a dislocated shoulder. So there's a lot of things. At the Thanksgiving table, we went to one of my husband's sisters, and she had some of her family there, and it was a beautiful table, lots of delicious food, everything just absolutely perfect. And we started saying, we said a prayer, a thanks prayer for the food and for the people who were there and for the ones that were missing. And then we ran around the table and said something that we were thankful for. And I was really touched when the young lady said, "I am so thankful that I survived my cancer, that I'm cancer-free now, and that I can live a healthy and happy life." And that went on. People went around the table and said many things. And the ones who did not speak were silent, but you could see they were thinking and their heart felt something they were thankful for. So they said an unspoken thanks for something, because not all the things have to be voiced aloud. So what is your habit, what is your tradition, Thanksgiving or otherwise? Do you use the word thanks or thank you for the specific things it's intended to? Anyways, I just wanted to share those poems. I wanted everybody to think a little bit about it, about the mental health that helps us be balanced, and some personal reflections, which I gave you. And I just really would appreciate, if you have anything that you want to share, email me. My email is listed at the bottom, and I'm going to give it to you. Tell me what you're thankful for. And I might just add an extra price to it. I'm not going to say what it is, for the best entry that I receive, something that you can use. Now, for right now, I want to tell you what the gift is. Go to https://www.youtube.com/watch?? V for Victor, and it's also on my transcript down here. You can go, just click on the link. My contact information is, giving just the email right now, dythomson@micklenight.com. You can just click on the link. And my phone number, 562-335-4956. As always, I really would appreciate hearing from you and learning what your idea is, because this is something so important, and we should think about it, as I said, daily, not yearly. My website is http://www.micklenight.com. That's micklenight.com. And for right now, my time is up. I just want to say I wish you a very happy, healthy, and blessed holiday season. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on the call or hearing from you afterwards with your comments. And in the meantime, I want to wish you a very happy, healthy and wonderful week, and I'm going to say stay healthy and empowered. Talk to you on Thursday. This was just a makeup. Thanks. Bye-bye.